Now, keep this in mind. May 4th, we are going to be at the Tiki Bar for the Polar Bear Plunge. Get you more details as we get closer to that. Also, it is free to jump, and it's a dang good time as we kick off the season up on Salt Point Road on Seneca Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gisano sent me this the other day. Predictions that I think are really going to happen.
Yeah?
Okay, first one. Now, we usually don't say this name on our show, but I'm going to abbreviate it because we stay away from this name I don't want to say as much as possible. We kind of stay away from this name. Starbase.
Ah, yeah.
Starbase.
Yeah.
Selling bubble tea by 2027.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that.
I haven't been selling it like the past 5 years.
Seriously. And if Starbase doesn't do it, why hasn't Dunkin' done it?
Well, here's why. I question this one, actually. I'm going to give the buzzer on this one. Here's why. I think the bubble tea craze will phase away.
Oh, really?
Because I
just talked to my one girlfriend yesterday. Her kids are on spring break too.
Yep.
So I said, what did you guys do today? And she goes, oh, well, Rowan and I went to the mall. We went to the bubble tea place.
Yep.
So, I mean,
I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against bubble tea, except for when it hits you in the back of the throat. That's a sensation I'm not 100% ever prepared for.
I personally don't care for it. I don't. That's a texture thing.
Well, I think it's the phase of exclusive bubble tea is going to phase. Now, if a Dunkin' or a does it, they have other things, and I think it's going to evolve. I don't know that they're going to jump on the bandwagon, though. I mean, why would you take up inventory and stuff like that if by 2027, I mean, we're talking 3 years from now, that trend may have popped? See what I do with the bubble?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, like, or could they be making so much money? Or maybe it's like a limited release thing. Why have they not even done it on a limited release?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
That's so weird. Okay.
I think it could go bad. Like just fast food bubble. I think it would go bad, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know how long they last.
I don't know either.
Okay, next one is...
They just found cherries preserved for 250 years at George Washington's estate. So maybe bubble tea, bubbles for bubble tea last a while.
So cherry wine?
Yeah.
Number two, AI responses to all questions. You know, when you go on a chat, if you will, like you need to ask a customer service question.
Hey, Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That or even a customer service question. AI responses to all questions will be sponsored and favor the advertiser.
Oh, my God.
That's a guarantee.
That's like already happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
To me.
And they're going to work it out with AI. And there'll be two people working in customer service instead of a phone bank. AI will take you to a frustration level to no end. And then you'll finally get a human on the phone. And they better be paying that person a lot because they're going to be getting all the wrath.
What is more frustrating to you guys? Either A, when you cannot understand the person on the other end, you really want to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this to be mean, but you're like,
they're pleasant. Don't understand.
You're like, I just am not. And you're trying.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you have to talk to AI all the time. What's more frustrating to you?
Right now, AI, because I can still say, I apologize, I'm having a very hard time understanding you, and they can transfer you to someone that has, and again, no disrespect, please understand that, a less of a thick dialect, if you will.
Right,
That's the proper way to say that.
Right. The Irish accent is just...
Yeah. What do you mean you can't get on your cable? Yep, that's hard to get through.
I can't understand if they're drunk at work or they just have the really thick accent.
Right. But I think that for right now, it's the AI because it's not advanced enough for me to explain the problem I have. Because I feel like I want to explain the problem I have the way I want to explain it,
right,
which is the way I know how to explain it. Well, the doodad and the doohickey aren't going together and I can't get it to connect for the whippersnacker to work. Well, and they're like, well, it's not a whickersnacker. We don't know what that is.
Right. A whippersnapper, maybe, but not a whickersnapper.
That's exactly it.
And the other problem is, too, is because, and we all have experienced this, is they'll offer you three suggestions. And then I'm like, I don't want to read this. I want somebody to tell me what's wrong
and fix it.
Right. Exactly. Don't make me read anything. That's why I'm contacting you. And then they'll go, did this
or
help?
Or they'll repeat it. Did you say?
Right. Or they'll say, did this help? No, it didn't help. Okay.
We're a ways from that, but the AI is coming by 2027 like that.
The last one is prediction. 45-year mortgages will be the standard.
Absolutely agree with that.
Yes.
I do believe interest rates will go down. Now we've reached the financial segment. segment of the show. We just went from accents on customer, only this show, from that to
I'm
this.
Listening.
I do believe that, yes, mortgage rates will drop. Will we get as low as the 3.25% that Scott has? Probably not. Jeez, again for a while. Dude. I know, don't you hate me?
Yeah.
But he doesn't even own a house. He's like, you suck. But that being said, I think the standard will become, because here's the deal. Nobody wants to be mortgage broke. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I have a low interest rate. I have a not so low monthly payment on the old house. But I think people are going to be like, I don't want to pay more than $600 for a mortgage. That's how you do it. You extend it out 45 years.
I also think that...
And nobody owns a house 45 years anymore. This isn't your parents coming out of World War II where they're like, let's move to the suburbs.
We're just getting to a point, too, where people are buying houses again. I just read the other day that younger people are switching from the city life, the hustle and bustle, and then going to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Which means that tends to lean on the mortgage side.
It does.
Although landlords, you with the amount of renting that happens in the younger generation, or even more millennials are still renting. They're not buying anymore because of all of this, that they are the ones who are making bank.
Oh my gosh, the rental cost is through the roof. All right, add to it. What do you think? By 2027, add a prediction to this. Please do me one favor. Keep it 100% non-political, because I don't want that.
Right. I don't care about your politics.
Do not even enter the word that starts with T and ends with rump.
Or B and
ends with Iden.
Yeah.